Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
At Advance Auto Parts, get a gallon of Prestone full-strength antifreeze for just $7.99 after mail-in rebate. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Pre-rebate price, $16.99.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Well, she used to say either, now she says either. She doesn't say vase, though. She says vase.
And she says hey now instead of hello.
She used to say hello. Hey. Hello. And now she says hey.
Hey. I like hey.
She's getting there. She's getting there. We're taking some of that sophistication away and dumbing her down to our level.
Yeah.
I hope she has a good movie today because the weekend is here, and I would take one in if I had a good one to see. Her name is Dawn Meadows-Dixon, and she's brought to you by a company that I'm getting a lot of really good email about. Peon, who is that, your sister? Who called the Tool Belt Team?
Yes, my sister.
Had a great experience with the Tool Belt Team. It's a handyman service, and it's stocked full of professional carpenters and painters and electricians and plumbers. And if you have a home repair need, you go to this website, thetoolbeltteam.com. Here she is, Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Hey!
Hello!
Hey! I'm almost there, huh?
You're almost there.
Almost
how are you?
Almost there.
How you doing?
You're a hard one to please, Frank.
If you only knew. I'm not that hard to please, really. So, what's new? Anything? I mean, how the girls? Good?
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, we never ask. You know what? We never ask
volleyball right now.
We never ask about your husband because we don't care about your husband.
Oh, man.
You never do ask about him.
No, we'd like to pretend he doesn't exist.
I was able to include him in the review, what was it, on Monday, you know, and because he's my baseball expert, but, you know, I liked the movie, and he wasn't so hot on Moneyball. So
now, does he ever get upset thinking, hey, that Frank kind of flirts with you a little too much? tell the truth. Does he? I mean, has he ever said, that guy kind of goes over the line every once in a while?
No, I think that's right. He hears it from, like, his friends, you know, and he says, you know, gosh, you know, do you listen to Frank and your wife? And he'll say, no, why? What, you know, not today. What's going on? It's kind of funny. No, you know, he'll ask me how the show went, and if he listens, you know, as long as you're behaving, Frank.
Well, so far, so good.
Sometimes you walk to the edge. You know how that is.
I'm doing my best. It's hard to do with you, though, but hey, I'm doing my best, okay? You're a temptation for man everywhere.
Oh, my God.
You need to know that, okay? Do you have a movie?
I have a movie. Okay, this movie was tough to get anybody to go with me. Now, imagine you say to someone, hey, I've got this movie, and it's about... Well, it's about this young guy who finds out he's got cancer, but it's a comedy.
50-50.
Yeah, I wanted 50-50.
To hear about
it. Yeah, based on a true story.
Based on a true story. So you already know about it. They've really promoted this, and they had a ton of screenings, and I actually saw it this week. But really, when I said to anyone, I mean, I was, you know, asking the first-tier friends, second-tier... No.
You never asked me. You've never called me and asked me to go to a movie with you.
Well,
I think, you know, I'm afraid you're afraid of the popcorn trick.
She asks me all the time.
Don't even go there.
She's afraid of the popcorn trick. I'm
telling you. I think we, like a team, should go, but you are such a great movie goer. You really are. I mean, you know your movies, Frank. You're right on top of what's hot right now, so...
One day...
You'd be a fun one to go to a movie with, really.
You and I are going to a movie together. I'm telling you, one of these days, we're going to go. And we'll do it in, like, broad daylight, like at 2 o'clock.
Well, we could do a double date. You bring your wife, I bring my husband.
Now, see, you've already ruined the whole thing. You had to go and ruin it. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Why don't you guys go?
Too much.
Yeah, we'll you guys go can go where Peter and I went the other night.
It's not adultery.
You could have gone, but nobody wanted to go with me. But I've got to tell you, this is... It's a different look at a very serious subject. It's based on a true story, as you said. It stars Seth Rogen. He produces it. There's Oscar buzz about this guy. He's funny. If you remember him from Superbad and Knocked Up.
Right.
Not the kind of guy you'd see in a drama like this, but there's comedy injected in this, which makes it easier. You find yourself laughing at a subject you normally you know, wouldn't want to talk about. And I think it makes it easier for us to deal with it. It's something a lot of people, a lot of families have been touched by. This is a young guy. So the audience, there were a lot of young people in the audience. His best friend, one of his good friends, Will Reiser, wrote the screenplay. It's based on a memoir, and it's a funny look, if you will, about a guy who finds out at 27 he's got an unusual form of cancer in the spine. Starts off, he's got a backache, doesn't know what it is, and they end up going to the doctor. He's figuring, like all of us, you know, what is it? You know, I got a slipped disc, what's going on? And gets the bad news. Not to give it away, we then watch everybody around him deal with this, as he does, and they use comedy. I mean, you are laughing. And it makes it easier to watch. It's not like Terms of Endearment. It's not like Steel Magnolias, if you remember those stories.
Oh, man.
Yeah, tell me it's not like, what was that Bette Midler one where her best friend...
Oh, Beaches.
Oh, please tell me it's not
Terms
like
of,
that.
Terms of Endearment, that was a tough one.
I never saw that.
Oh, really?
Steel Magnolias, it is a tearjerker. You know, you will be moved. But,
50-50
but
is a tearjerker? 50-50 is a tearjerker?
Yeah, it's a tearjerker, really? Because, you know, you're dealing
with
a guy that...
I just like watching Jerkers.
Sorry.
You know what, Pia? Hang on.
Don,
let me handle this.
You all,
no,
I'll
Pia,
tell you what.
You're in timeout.
I'm
okay.
Sorry, that
timeout,
was too far.
This
you
woman,
name it.
This woman has class and dignity and sophistication.
I even wanted
Wow, listen to her.
I was even offended.
I wouldn't blame her if she walked
right off
the show.
I wanted to take it back as soon as it came out.
I know, we do.
So it's sad, it's funny, it's based on a true story. I like Seth Rogen.
And I love Joseph.
All the good things that you want to do in a movie. But the subject matter may scare some folks away, but it's very well done. Performances are great. I think it's well shot. There's Oscar buzz about Seth Rogen and his involvement in it. You know, he's got kind of an annoying laugh, but he's very endearing. It also, I shouldn't leave out the star, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You remember him from Third Rock from the Sun, Inception. And it was supposed to star John McAvoy. He couldn't do it at the last minute. They stick this Joseph Gordon-Levitt in, and wow, he just plays it right on. So I enjoyed it. I like I said, I laughed, I cried. The humor is right up. You all will love the humor.
Yeah, don't you think, though? You said you think the subject matter will keep people away. I disagree.
I
don't think so at all. And don't you love it when an actor was not the first choice and he comes in second
and he nails
third,
it.
And he blows it away? Don't you feel
it.
Great for that guy?
In fact, I actually thought to myself, you know what? You're going to be sorry you didn't take this.
Yeah.
Because they premiered it. Actually, is it at the Toronto Film Festival? I think it just this week at the Toronto Film Festival. They're premiering it there. It opens this weekend. So we've had screenings here in St. Louis for the last week or two. I think art imitates life. Life imitates art. It helps us deal with life, and that's what I love about movies. And I think this is one to go see.
All right, what is the 50-50? Is that his? Are those his
well,
chances?
Well, he's got a 50-50 chance, and you've probably seen the trailer where they say, well, wait, your odds in Vegas, that's good.
Right. Okay,
and a funny line, right. I don't know, if not so funny, but Patrick, he says, listen, there's a lot of stars that get this, and they do well, like Patrick Swayze, and, you know, he has to break it to him. No, he didn't. Uh-oh. And that's a touchy, you know, you see the audience kind of thinking, wait a minute, do I laugh at this? But the guy's face, his reaction is like, you know, that's all you got? You got anything else to help me through this? So it's a real look at two friends helping each other through this difficult time. The girlfriend is played by Bryce Dallas Howard, who's Ron Howard's daughter, who's also in The Help, and she plays just a brat again, the unsympathetic girlfriend.
She's a good actress.
Yes,
she's
great.
She's very good.
And she's beautiful. I think we're going to see a lot of her. Angelica Houston plays the mother right on. Love her.
I like that one film where they said, Angelica, we have a problem. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That's a great line.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Let's have it. ARDs.
Three and a quarter.
You know, isn't that exciting, Dawn? You can get jokes like that when you guys sit and watch a movie together.
Dawn didn't
I know.
Laugh.
She doesn't get us.
You know, when I don't get it or I'm embarrassed, I just go,
We really don't expect you to get us. Okay, here we go. How about three and a quarter? Is that what you said?
Three and a quarter.
Pretty good. Here we go.
All right, Dan.
50-50.
All right, Dan. We got to go to the movies.
All right, we'll do it. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Goodbye. She's not going to the movie with me. She is lying. That never happened. In a million years.
After that Angelica joke.
What does that mean?
Angelica Houston?
What mean?
Oh, Houston.
Well, hold on. Stop the music. Okay. Stop the music. Hold on a second. folks, listen to me. When we talk about dark-haired blonde, this is exactly what we're talking about. Angelica Houston. Remember that line, Angelica, we have a problem? And Tina says, what do you mean by that?
But Dawn didn't get it either.
They both didn't
well,
get it.
Well, Dawn not getting it doesn't surprise me. Okay. Actually, neither does Tina, the dark-haired blonde. What did that mean, Angelica?
I was trying to figure out what it... Angelica, Angel.
The days dwindle down to a precious few. That was Dawn Meadows-Dixon, brought to you by the Tool Belt Team for all your home repair needs. The great handyman service, long overdue. Here at last, thetoolbeltteam.com. Paul Harris was on this morning for Steve Cochran. And he did a tribute to Bob Casilli, the guy who built the City Museum. Did you hear it?
No.
It was some of the finest radio I've ever heard. Paul Harris is a very bright guy. Paul Harris, and I've said this 50 times, should be on the radio, and he should be on this station. He was on this station, and they mistakenly let him go. And they're making just as big a mistake not bringing him back. And my understanding is, from more than one source, that the reason Paul Harris doesn't work here is not... It's not about money, really, at all. It's about a couple of people who are owners who don't, for whatever reason, like Paul Harris. Let me say this to you people, whoever you are. And I know you're probably on the board here, and that you can snuff me out here tomorrow. And you can eliminate me if you want. And by the way, be my guest. For you to run a radio station based on what you do or don't like on the air is idiocy. I don't care how smart you are at your business that made you a lot of money and enabled you to be an owner or a board member here. You don't program a radio station because your wife does or doesn't like something, or because you do or don't like personally the way somebody sounds on the air. It's stupid. He should be on the air here. And whoever you are that has kept him off the air, shame on you. Now, if this upsets you and you go, how dare this guy? Let's have a board meeting. Let's get a board meeting together quickly and get him off the air. Nah, go ahead. You know, if that's the way you want to do it. But I'm just telling you, you're making a giant mistake. When Paul this morning did his tribute to Bob Casilli, a guy, by the way, he said he had never even met, it sounded like it was coming from the man's best friend. Paul is very smart. He does his homework. He knew a lot about... I learned a lot about Mr. Casilli from Paul Harris this morning, things I didn't know. Learned a lot about the City Museum, things I didn't know. I don't remember, quite frankly, if Paul has any kind of degree in anything or not, but I'll tell you this. I could have had 6 degrees and I wouldn't be as smart as Paul Harris. He's a very bright guy, and he sounds good on the air. He's very well-spoken, and I enjoy listening to him. And I think a lot of other people do, too. You're not ever going to agree with everything anybody does on the air, me or anybody else. That's impossible. It's never happened. Never happened. That every day on the air, everybody has loved everything anybody said. That'll never be. So Paul Harris needs to be put back on the air. That's it. That's all I have. That's my commentary. We'll take a couple of calls because we have a couple of minutes to kill. Again, Paul, if you're listening, it was a wonderful tribute to that man. And after you did it, I realized how much he deserved it. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Off we go to Tracy. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
I just wanted to tell you a story about you guys and dealing with cancer and dealing with it with humor.
Okay.
My sister was diagnosed with colon cancer, and frankly, I didn't really listen to you guys too much, but I got sick of listening to music, and I turned you guys on, and you were talking about doing colonoscopies that day.
Wow, what a coincidence.
And you made me laugh about it. And I was sitting there thinking, I'm laughing about colonoscopies while my sister is dying of colon cancer.
Did she
so
pass?
I just wanted you to know that you guys and your humor made me feel better.
Did she pass away?
She did, and it's been about 10 years. But
wow. Well, I'm sorry. I'm glad we were able to unconsciously almost do whatever we did. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too, Tracy.
Thanks.
Okay. Here's Lonnie. I don't know if that's a male or a female. Lonnie Anderson was a woman, and what a woman. But then
Lover Boy Lonnie.
Well, if this is a woman, you got a horrible voice. You've got a bad news woman's voice, I'll tell you that. Lonnie, how
Lover
are you?
Lover Boy Lonnie from Wildwood.
Lover Boy Lonnie, what's going on?
Not much, Frank. I just want to tell you I'm aiming at him.
That's good to hear.
Hallelujah. I've probably been listening to you, if it's possible, probably 20 years.
That's very possible.
Okay, because that's probably true then.
Mm-hmm.
And but I just wanted to give some support to your talking about children and that. I'm a laid off construction worker. I've been laid off for 3 months or 3 years. I mean, and I'm driving a dump truck for half of what I'm used to making.
Yeah.
But I've got 6 kids, all young. My son is 17. He's an awesome kid. He wants to go in the Marines next year. He's an explorer fireman in Eureka. And my youngest is a boy that's 2, and he has Down syndrome.
Wow.
And 4 girls in between. And, you know, we get such a hard time from people about having such a big family. You walk in a restaurant, people look at you like you're a freak.
Screw them.
But we are, you know, we don't have a lot of anything. You know, all our neighbors are pretty well off living in Wildwood. You know, we don't have an in-ground pool, but we got an above-ground pool. We got the most beautiful sunset in the world off our deck facing west in Wildwood. You know what that is?
Yep.
And, you know, we have more happiness and more joy and more love than I could ever imagine any amount of money buying. We can't even afford to go on vacations, but we've got it made. We live it up out on our in our pool and on our deck in the summer, and
yeah,
life's great.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Every once in a while, you probably get real depressed or down, thinking that you're not providing as well as you'd like to be able to for your family. But I'm going to tell you, the 6 kids, when they get older, they're never going to think of Daddy as a loser. Because he didn't make $200,000 a year. That's what people just can't understand sometimes. My dad never made any money, never.
Yeah.
And I've never once thought, man, I wish my dad had been the CEO of some company or been an executive or got to wear a suit and tie to work and was somebody important. Never.
Yeah. Well, the hardest thing for me is like you said, exactly what you're saying. Like my wife's mom and dad told her not to marry me because I was a construction worker. You know, and maybe, you know, and sometimes I beat myself up and go, well, I guess they were right.
Yeah.
But I go home and my 4 girls make me feel like the king.
You bet.
You know, it's just the best.
How long have you been married?
18 years.
Well, they were wrong.
What's that?
They were wrong. They called it wrong when they said she shouldn't marry and it wouldn't work out. 18 years proves them wrong.
Well, our house is in foreclosure, but it's on hold with that St. Louis Home Retention Group has us. We're working with them to get remodified.
Well,
but, you know, our next-door neighbors are gone. They just walked out of their house. The other neighbors have their house for sale. All the world is going to hell.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know, we believe in God, and we've got faith, and that's our home, and that's where our kids were born, and we plan on staying. Just keep trucking, you know.
Lonnie, you're a good man. Thank you for the call.
One more thing.
Yeah.
My wife told me last night we're going to have another baby.
That laugh.
Can you believe that?
Can you believe that?
Now, are you folks familiar with this newfangled stuff called birth control?
Well, we try a different kind of birth control, but every once in a while you forget to pull the pistol out of the holster, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
One sneaks past the goalie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that over the air?
None of this went on the air. Don't worry about it. Hey, we wish you the best.
Yeah, life's good, man.
Okay, Lonnie. Thank you. How about his attitude?
That's great.
How about that guy's attitude? See, I'd like to be like that. I'm not like that. I'll just be honest. I'd like to be. I know where I don't have it and where I do have it, and I'm missing something in that department. Can we take one more?
Sure.
One more. Let's go to Barb. Hello, Barb.
Hi. I've been calling about Paul Harris.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get hip? See how getting him back on the air?
I'm sorry.
Well,
how do you go about it? You don't. You're wasting your time, just like I've been wasting my time. It has to come from the top and the couple of people who have decided, for whatever reason, they don't want him on board. They have to shut that down and think for the good of the station instead of what they do or don't like. Until that happens, it probably won't change. A handful of people make the decisions, and if half that handful decide to do this or to not do that, that's what happens. And they have to be willing to see beyond their own likes or dislikes.
Because he has the most information. I mean, there's more information on that show. It's entertaining.
Yeah, you have to look. You have to look past whatever he says on occasion you don't like. He's a great communicator. I understand every word he says. He knows how to speak. He knows how to communicate. He's smart, and most of it is smart because he self-taught is really not the right expression here. But some people are hungry for knowledge. And others aren't. He is. I think you can just tell. He can't learn enough about things. And he's a good interviewer. All the elements are there.
The interviews he has are incredible.
No, he's a great interviewer. All the elements are there. If I ran a station, he'd have a job tomorrow.
And the authors he gets on are all entertaining. I don't care who he's talking to.
I know.
And then the thing with Paul Casilli this morning, and the Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, all
interview
I know.
Was incredible.
I know. Well, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, I was just okay. Well, thanks for your help.
Thank you, Barb.
Okay, thanks.
Bye bye. And I'm gonna do one. I said one more, but I meant two more. This is Peter. Then we'll take a break. Hello, Peter.
Hey, first time caller.
Glad to hear from you.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
A couple things. It's not Casilli. It's Casilli.
Well, I've always heard everybody say it Casilli.
I grew up in Webster with their family.
So they're all wrong. It's Casilli?
Casilli.
Okay, Casilli.
Unless I'm screwed up. Then,
that's all right. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'll take your word for it.
Then I built the house across your street many years ago.
Okay.
It was kind of cool because I knew that you lived somewhere right across the street. and then Peon, I live in Shrewsbury. The greatest place in the world.
Yeah.
Well, it was until Peon got
there. I know. I'm probably tarnishing the image a little bit. It kind of changed everything. But, you know, I enjoy it there. It's very nice.
No. I've been here for about 20 years, and I would never change it.
All right. Well, there you go, Peon. Testimonial from a man who's been there.
No, I just want. This is my first time, so it's kind of cool to talk to you guys.
Well, you know what? Call again.
Well, no, then the best thing is I have a Chevy truck from Johnny Londo.
See, now you're speaking our language.
And I know him from his buddy Steve Potter he hunts ducks with, so it's kind of funny. It's a circle.
You're connected in a lot of ways. You should have called sooner. You've got connections here. All right, Peter, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. 2 days in a row of nice people.
I know.
You know, we get those little stretches where we get the kooks who call. But for 2 days, we've had sane people.
Those are real listeners. I don't think they're kooks.
Not. They're sabotage listeners planted by another station. First Community Credit Union is the host. Why, we're less than 48 hours away from the yard sale. Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, Paul Warner, your host, about 9 years in the saddle. It's a very, very successful show. One that the station didn't know want to do. And it's gone really, really well, and I think a lot of that is due to the fact that Paul is such a great host. And, of course, second only to the fact that First Community Credit Union for over 2 years has been the ongoing only sponsor of First Community of the yard sale on Saturday morning. Now, that's one thing to like about First Community Credit Union. The other thing is the way they handle all your banking needs and accommodate you with their services. The way they are so competitive with their rates, whether it's a rate on money you're saving or rate on money you're borrowing. And they just, you know, how you go in anywhere, whether it's to buy a car or a restaurant, and you go, you know, that's just, the service is so good there. It's just what makes the difference. That's the way it is at First Community Credit Union. I know that a bank is a bank, checks, savings, not that much difference. But the difference that they do make is enough difference that if you ask the people at First Community Credit Union who are members, that's what we're called, members, the customers, would they ever want to leave? Nah. Probably going to say never. Banked other places, nothing like it. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Traffic is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding Airborne traffic. How's it look out there, Tim?
Well, Tina, we looked at the downtown bridge approaches. Eastbound 40, that is slowing right at Union Station to the Poplar. Northbound 55 is at Park. Now, we're flying on Highway 44, and we're noticing it's starting to jam up right at, just approaching 141. It looks like it's going all the way up the hill towards Lewis or Antire Road. Can't give you a reason, but that you've got a pretty long slow up there. So we'll let you know in the next report as we get further down. Southbound 55 looked pretty good. Right now, southbound 270, that was slowing as you approach Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by United Way of Greater St. Louis. United Way of Greater St. Louis helps 1 in 3 people in our community. You may be surprised to find out how much you're helping when you support United Way. See for yourself at helpingpeople.org. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, gang. JC here. Trish and I are taking the show gram to the grand opening of the all-new Lester's in the Central West End tomorrow.
This new location features all that Lester's is famous for.
Their food, generous portions made from scratch.
Their flat-screen TVs are everywhere, including on their spectacular garden patio.
And while Trish and I are there from noon till 3, Lester's will have $5 pounds of wings at all 3 locations.
So be sure to join us live from noon till 3.
At the all-new Lester's, 4651 Maryland in the Central West End tomorrow.
On KTRS.
Are you getting ready to redo your kitchen or your bath? Don't do anything till you check out the 2011 Callier & Thompson Kitchen and Bath Expo, presented in part by Cambria, family-owned and American-made Superior Stone Surfaces. It's going to be Friday, September 30th, October 1st, Saturday, and Sunday, October 2nd. Those 3 days, you're going to enjoy seminars, vendor promotions, and questions and answers with many of St. Louis's most experienced kitchen and bath experts. At Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, they're going to host their annual expo. It's Kitchens and Baths. It happens once a year, and it brings factory experts to help you with your kitchen or your bath project. It is a must. They have design consultants right there as well. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. Find out more at the Callier & Thompson showroom right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester. It's Friday, September 30th through Sunday, October 2nd. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths Expo.
Successful business owners know that even in a challenging economy, there are still opportunities. Commerce Bank has been helping businesses grow through tough times for 146 years. We know that it's in times like these that our customers develop some of their biggest ideas and best prospects, and Commerce is here to help. We deliver the right products, experience, and advice to meet your particular business needs, combined with a high level of personal service. And our financial strength and stability means we have money to lend, even when others may not. So if you're looking for a low-fee loan program to build, expand, finance new equipment, or even buy out a competitor, or if you just need help improving your cash flow and your bottom line, give us a call. Because commerce means business. Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to 2 carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there. And the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you, from economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes, and always late model trade-ins.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family.
Gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley here for Cheeburger Cheeburger. The more things change with my friends at Cheeburger Cheeburger, the more they stay the same. They continue to win awards. Awards from Chesterfield Out and About magazine, a number of them. How about for the second straight year being voted the best burger in town? You get quality food, all with full-service type family dining. It's a 50s diner type atmosphere with a lot of fun and excitement, and again, great service. You can take care of the kids. They have great kids meals at Cheeburger Cheeburger, both locations, the one at Chesterfield Mall and the newest one on Manchester Road in De Pere in that Trader Joe's Plaza, sort of catacorner to Sam's. All natural chicken, all fresh salads, wraps, anything you want, including gloriously fresh cut french fries and onion rings, 75 different flavors of milkshakes, beer and wine available as well. Cheeburger, Cheeburger, folks, two locations, Chesterfield Mall and in the pair on Manchester Road in the Trader Joe's Plaza. Make the run today to Cheeburger, Cheeburger.
Right now at the Home Depot, top-rated Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint starts at the new lower price of just $19.96 a gallon. It's the paint you trust, and now it's even more affordable. Which means this weekend you can take your living room from tired to inspired and your walls from white to bright. Then keep them that way for years to come. All thanks to Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint, now just $19.96. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's amazing what Southwest Airline pilots get to see from 35,000 feet, like a new destination to Milwaukee. Now at Southwest Airlines, you can enjoy new nonstop flights from St. Louis to Milwaukee. Find Southwest fares online, only at southwest.com.
Find out what's hot and happening this Sunday night.
It's the Dennis George Show with Matt Connor
and Julia Eschen.
9 p.m. Sundays here on the Big 550 KTRS. Online, KTRS.com.
Is this Cher?
Yes.
I tell you, she still got it.
You go, Cher.
No, wait, this is Gladys Knight in the Pit. Is this what they call that rap music?
Yeah. It's dirty, too. It's a 60-minute man.
You're lucky if you go 60 minutes.
What does that mean?
It means he's got stamina.
He's somebody I need to meet.
Yeah.
This song is 60 years old.
Listen to Tina. That means it's somebody I need to meet. You're tired of 6-minute men.
6 seconds.
All right.
15 minutes of kissing. Please don't stop. There'll be 50 minutes teasing and 50 minutes squeezing and 50 minutes of blowing my top. Yeah!
Oh, yeah! That what you call it, your top?
Wow.
15 minutes of it?
Wow.
60 years old, this song.
Congratulations to Rascal Flatt. Is this Rascal Flatt?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They've been invited. And you have to be invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. This is the highest honor. If you're a country music singer, you get invited to the Grand Ole Opry. Oh my goodness, that's like it's as good as it gets. And I know there are people who beat up on country music, and by doing it, they many times blatantly, not even indirectly, beat up on the people who listen to country music and like it as uneducated, ignorant hillbilly morons. I beg to differ. I think the country music crowd, because I was in it for a while, is the most genuine bunch of people you can have. And I rail on hip-hop and rap, but I don't beat up on people who listen to it, because to do, I'd have to beat up on my own kids. They listen to some of that garbage, that hip-hop and rap stuff. But I still stand by the fact that I really do not get the music, but I'm not going to insult the people who do, because that would be stupid. There are millions and millions of people who listen to hip-hop and rap. I mean, look at the money that stuff brings in.
Straight-laced businessman, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, here's a shocker to me. Jerry Lee Lewis today is, I would have said, 88. He's 76.
That's it?
Jerry Lee Lewis looks like he is ready for the graveyard. He's an old 76, I'm telling you.
Man, that movie... I saw that
Great
movie.
Balls of Fire?
Yeah, I saw that movie for the first time.
With Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid.
He did a good job.
Yeah, what a good movie. Yeah. I saw that for the first time.
Jerry Lee, 76.
4 or 5 months ago.
Buddy, you put a lot of miles on yourself in 76 years. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Julie, it's Ladies' Day today. A lot of ladies. Hello, Julie.
Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I was just calling to tell you congratulations on your RFT.
Well, it's meaningless, but thank you.
Why
I appreciate
is it meaningless?
It. Well, because it just is. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't put any money in anybody's pocket. It doesn't further you in your career. It's nice, but it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
It's nice. Look, you can't say anything bad about it, but thank you.
Okay, and I agree with you about Paul.
Well, thank you. All right, Julie.
All right, thanks.
Call anytime. There goes... Bye. There goes Julie. We have a friend who has a little girl who is 5, and she told me this morning, she stops by the house, and she had with her, I saw this, she had in the car, these cupcakes in a plastic container, and they were like tape shut from the supermarket. And I said, hey, thanks for the cupcakes. She said, oh, don't touch those. Those are for her daughter's school thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, why don't you just put them on like a pan and make it look like you baked them? She said, oh, they wouldn't take them. She said, to school, you can't get this. You can't take. I remember moms would bake things, brownies, bring them to school for some kid in the class had a birthday. You can't do that anymore. She said, the school won't allow it. And get this, that if you pack your kid's lunch, the school has to approve it. You have to tell the school what you're putting in there. Yeah, yeah.
To avoid the peanut thing?
Yes, because if you put a Reese's peanut butter cup in your kid's lunch for dessert and some other kid gets a piece of it, then I guess you can be sued and go to prison because some peanut allergy kid got a hold of it.
Yeah, they stopped
it's a whole different deal.
Home-baked stuff a while back. It has to be sealed,
unopened, sealed. Well, here's my question. What's to keep some sick pervert at the supermarket from putting something in it, who doesn't have any kids and is a sicko? You have no guarantee that because the supermarket put the cupcakes together that somebody didn't do something. You know, you can't ever completely get away from the possibility of anything. The other thing she told me I thought was interesting, she said she went on a couple of field trips where, you know, the moms volunteer to be one of the, and she says, a field trips anymore, the kids who are the real bratty, nasty, mean kids who don't want to mind or behave have this attitude when they talk to you and look at you like, I dare you to correct me or scold me. They know that the parents can't do anything to any extent, really, or they'll run, tell their parents that the teacher was mean or abusive, and then you got to deal with that crap.
Yeah, kids have no fear of adults anymore.
I wouldn't even do any field trips. If I couldn't straighten some kid out, as they used to say, jerk a knot in him, then we're not having a field trip. You go the field trip, you do what I say, and you suffer the consequences if you don't, and you go back to grabbing a branch off a tree and a switch, and you whack them in the back of the legs a couple of times if you have to. She said there are a couple of kids in this class that literally when they look at you, they are saying with their eyes, I dare you.
Defiantly.
I dare you to scold me. Yeah.
And actually, on a field trip, it's probably easier for the parent, because the parents go along and they have their chaperones, and they have usually three or four kids or something in their group, and it's probably easier for them to correct that kid than it is for the teacher, because the teacher could get in trouble instead of really the parent getting
involved. My mother used to make, and everybody's mother did when I was at school, brownies or something,
right.
And because it was your birthday. And if it was your birthday, you took stuff to class. My birthday, so I brought some cake for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was just not a big deal. It's a big deal now.
The world's gone crazy.
Thank you. Yes, it has. We say hi to Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hey, Frank. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, we're glad to have you.
I'm out here in Washington State.
Glad to have you.
Washington State.
I moved out here last year. It'll be a year tomorrow. Do the layoffs and stuff. Come out here, stay with friends in Central Washington State.
It's only 2:50 where you are. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. I work a midnight shift, and I get up every day. I come home, go to bed, eat something, go to bed, and get up, turn you on, and then I stream you, and then I stream the news from St. Louis on over the television. You know, one of the other stations.
Good for you.
And just try to stay in touch. Go Cardinals.
Yeah. No kidding.
Don't get to watch them much out here because we don't have Fox Midwest or anything, but. You know, I try to stay up and miss St. Louis. I miss listening to you guys every day. I used to come home from work listening to you and turn you on at home. And
where in Washington State? Where are you in Washington State?
Cashmere, Washington. It's by Wenatchee. Wenatchee is the apple capital of the world, they say. And
wow.
I believe it. I've never seen so many apples.
Why don't you find out who the general manager is of the biggest radio station there and invite him over to your house to listen to us and get us a job?
Wenatchee?
Yeah.
KPQ is a news and talk radio here
we'll
on the
work
AM.
Then. Yeah, we know that.
They're like 5:30 on the dial, and I listen to them in the morning on the way home.
Okay,
but they're just not you guys, you know.
Well, they will be when we get there.
KPQ.
KPQ. I'm 46. I spent 33 years out of my life in St. Louis, so you know, it's my hometown. Even though I was born in North Carolina originally, my old man was in the Army, so.
I can hear a little of that North Carolina still in there.
Yeah, it's in there. So, but the folks out here are pretty friendly, and, you know, I found work and everything. I just wish I could have found it there So well, hopefully one day when I do retire finally, I'll move back there. But want to let you know you do a good job, and it's great to hear you guys and listen to you every day, and I'm glad you're streaming over the Internet.
Well, we're glad you kept us with you, Alan. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Thank you. And have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What did I tell you? 2 days in a row, nice people calling. Kidding. My daughter has a friend, a girl named Alan, which you don't hear every day. She's a beautiful girl.
It's spelled A-L-A-N?
Alan.
Wow.
Which is very unusual. I mean, look at these calls. How are we doing on time? Can I do one more? A
couple minutes,
A couple more. Here's Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, I was just going to weigh in. You were just talking about the school lunch programs and that. You know, my kids go to a Catholic school and started last year that if we wanted them to buy their lunch at school, but my wife didn't want them to have milk. They wanted to, she wanted to have juice or something like that. Mm-hmm. We had to go to the doctor and get a prescription.
Oh, my God.
Like a waiver?
Not to have milk.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so now you got to pay for the office visit because, you know, you can't get it over the phone.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that amazing?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why can't the kid just ask for juice instead of milk?
They won't let them have it. The milk is a part of the lunch program, and they need to have something from the doctor saying they can have something else.
Yeah, the world's going crazy.
Oh, man.
Yes, it has.
Pretty wild.
Well, Tim, thank you for that.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
See you, bye.
I'm going to get one more in here. We'll get Shirley in, then we'll take a break. Hello, Shirley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. You know, I've gone on field trips with kids, and the way that you get around disciplining them is you accidentally on purpose trip them, or maybe just
I like you.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
accidentally on purpose trip the
Bobby. Oh my goodness, Bobby.
Oh, Bobby, man, I'm sorry. I didn't
spill your coffee
on sorry your face fell down in that dog doo-doo. It's an accident.
Yeah. Taken by the monkey house, let them get poop flung on them. But
there you go. There you go.
There's ways around it.
All right, Shirley. Yeah.
Amen the PM.
Thank you. Accidentally on purpose tripped the kid.
Wow.
Yeah. You need to get this woman on your field trip if you have kids. Argosy, Casino Alton. You know what I'm going to say? Because it's Thursday. All right? You ready? Yeah. Shrimp and crab legs. All you can eat tonight. And the biggest crab legs in town. And I think by in town, they kind of mean, you know, the whole area. Not just the town of Alton. And maybe it is. And even if it is the biggest crab legs in town, that's a big town. A lot of crab legs in that town. So they're going to be pretty good. You like a good show? You like a good show you don't have to pay a fortune to go see? I have it for you. It's John Michael Montgomery. And he's coming to Argosy's Music Hall November 11th and 12th. And a bunch of big hits. You'll recognize them. As soon as you get to the concert, you'll sit there and go, oh, that's right, that was a big hit. That's his song? John Michael Montgomery. They have this expression, bet with your head, not over it. I've made the mistake of betting over my head. It's not fun. You have a stomach ache when you go home. You know, you're mad at yourself. What did I do that for? I should have quit. It's normal. But if you go in knowing that you're going to ruin your evening, you probably have less of a tendency to do that. So bet with your head, not over it. You can play a little. You can have a good time. You can see a great show. You can have a great meal. Outside of the Captain's Table Buffet, you want more of a restaurant experience, they have the Outfitters Grill. It's a terrific restaurant, open Wednesday through Sunday. And I have the phone number for anything you need, tickets or information or anything else. 1-800-711-GAME. That's 1-800-711-GAME. Argosy Casino, Alton.
With your Golden Oaklandian Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. We've got several things going on here out on Highway 44. First of all, just before Antire Road, it looks like we've got a stalled vehicle. They've got flares up, and it's on the left shoulder, but traffic is stacked up from Bowles Avenue all the way out to Antire Road. Then you go further, about a half a mile west of Lewis Road, we've got several police cars, looks like about five or six that have a tractor trailer, a car carrier, other vehicles pulled over and stuff like that. So you got a little, about a half a mile back up from Lewis Road to where this incident is. Once you get beyond that, it looks good as you make your way out towards Six Flags. We just had a report of an accident on the ramp from Highway 270 to eastbound Highway 30. We're going to go check that out here in just a second. On the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 40 now is at Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound Highway 70, you're going to find some slow pockets, Cave Springs out through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You probably have a serious smartphone. Why not use it to call Safe Auto for immediate state minimum coverage? You can pay with a credit card, 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Mizzou Tigers. You're listening to the Big 550 KTRS.
And the Big 550 is your exclusive home for everything Mizzou. Monday night at 7 p.m., it's Tiger Talk with Gary Pinkle on KTRS. We'll talk about who's hot and who's not, the results of last weekend's game, and the outlook for the next matchup on the schedule. The Tigers are here on
the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
At Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's, get a free $10 game card with meals in Striker's Bar and Grill, Sunday through Friday. More at BrunswickZone.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Bill.
Well, security officials at CBS went into panic mode yesterday when a mysterious white powder was sent to the CBS studios where Dancing with the Stars is taped. Thankfully, it just turned out to be from the powdered donuts in Nancy Grace's dressing room.
Oh, I was hoping it was a Nancy Grace joke.
And a new survey finds that half of all American employees have faked a sick day. Well, the other half have just lied in the survey.
I see.
I get it. Yeah.
Everybody's done it. And finally, this afternoon. Kind of interesting. A city in New York has now outlawed clapping at city council meetings. That's right, a gathering of people with no excuse to clap, or as we call that here, a Rams game.
Whoa!
Book level segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on Big 550 KTR.
Right, thank you, Bill.
All right, bye-bye.
Did he sound like he just didn't want to do it?
Yeah, like he almost gave up on the jokes before he did.
Like he looked at his material and he went, nah, this is just not
good. This is all I got today.
This is not good. I'm going to throw it out anyway, and then I'm going to get out as fast as I can. Bill, you underestimate yourself. That was hilarious.
Well.
Okay. It wasn't hilarious.